The Interview.
Governor Jay Inslee last week announced a ban on new gas-powered vehicles by 2035. He was egged on by Governor Gavin Newsom in California, who wants to do exactly the same thing. But Senator Curtis King, the Republican leader on the Senate Transportation Committee, has a thing or two to say about it, and he joins me now. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
When you saw his tweet, I can't imagine you were necessarily shocked, because you have a group of governors who always try to out progressive each other. So what was your response after you said to yourself, oh, here we go, I'm going to have to argue this?
Well, I mean, it's like how unreasonable can we be? A couple of years ago, anyway, we said, well, you know, we're going to have only electric cars by 2035. And then the Democrats passed a package and they tried to move it down as a goal to 2030. And these things just aren't, I mean, these timeframes just aren't realistic. They're not reasonable. They are not going to accomplish environmentally what they think they're going to accomplish. And when you, particularly when you look at the governor and making these kinds of statements and mandates, and then look at what he wants to eliminate natural gas. He's trying to eliminate all things that are gas powered. He wants to take out our dams. He wants everything to be electric. Where are you going to get all the electricity? You can't build enough windmills, and you can't put in enough solar farms to generate that kind of need.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone what's going to happen when there's, you know, the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing. What are we going to do? They don't want to think about those things. They don't want to talk about those things.
Well, they don't want to talk about it. They definitely don't want to talk about it. And what I find always kind of curious about these decisions, since you're absolutely right that there isn't really a plan, it's just a whole bunch of like bumper sticker talking points they put out there. But let's say I'm making the drive to Yakima and back. Where am I supposed to plug in if I'm making that journey and I'm effectively forced into purchasing an electric vehicle? Because I imagine there's not going to be a whole bunch of places in Cle Elum to plug in, or Edgemont to plug in. Maybe you get like one or two plugins available in Ellensburg. So we don't have the infrastructure for this.
We currently don't. There's several million dollars that was put in this last package to do that. The feds are giving money to put in more charging stations. But there is, you know, but to your point, it'd be in Ellensburg. So you pull into Ellensburg, you find one. Is there going to be five cars waiting to use it? Is there going to be 10 cars? Think about if all of the cars, just the passenger cars, which I think the number I saw was 4.7 million, you know, where are you going to, how long is it going to take you?
Mm-hmm.
And why do you want to take that risk? That's why, even though we've incentivized electric cars since 2009, so almost 14 years, federally and statewide, we've been subsidizing, trying to convince people to buy electric cars. All electric cars don't even comprise 2.5% of all the cars in the state. And there's a reason for that, because they're inconvenient.
Yeah. They're putting the cart before the horse, right? I mean, if they were truly serious about getting people into electric vehicles, and as a concept, I certainly don't have any problem with that. People should do what they want. And I think that an electric vehicle obviously does cut down on pollution versus a gas-consuming car. But the fact of the matter is, to your point, in the last 14 years, why is the city or the state, I should say, not made an effort to do anything on infrastructure? There should already be not just a handful of plug-ins in Ellensburg, but they should be in Cle Elum and Easton and North Bend. I mean, you should be already working on that, and it just feels like they've completely dropped the ball on that. And I'll give you the last word.
Well they have, and they talk, but there's no action. We've had plenty of opportunity, as you say, to put in charging stations, let alone I mean, we could talk about this for hours, but let alone the fact that there isn't even enough of them down the I-5 corridor,
yep,
or on I-90 from Seattle to Spokane to make you feel comfortable that you could make that trip without having to stop and waste 2 or 3 hours waiting for a charger to come open for you. It's just, like you say, they got the cart before the horse, but what's new?
Yeah, and God forbid you get on the road and you get stuck on 82 realizing, oh no, I forgot to plug in. I'm not going to be able to make it back. So you'll just be burning up in your 95 degree weather just trying to get out of Yakima to get to Seattle or vice versa.
If you recall back in West Virginia or Virginia, they had a big storm and they had, what, miles of cars that were stranded for over 24 hours. If those were all electric cars, what would those people do?
Exactly.
They you know, their battery's going to run out in no time. And then what do you got? And then what do you do to get them off the road after the road opens up?
Yeah, it's a mess.
They don't think about the practicality of these things.
They never do. They're Democrats.
It's an overreach, and it's not necessary.
Senator Curtis King, Republican from Yakima, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Always a pleasure.
Me as well.